Nephew killed his aunt. A case of brutal murder of an elderly woman has come to light in Jaipur, the capital of Rajasthan, in which the killer adopted the same pattern as the Shraddha murder case. Police has revealed in the murder case of woman Saroj that the nephew killed Tai and cut the corpse into 10 pieces. After this, the pieces were thrown in the forests of Delhi. The police arrested the accused and also recovered the pieces of the dead body. Police officials told that the accused is associated with the Hare Krishna movement. He told on the basis of interrogation of the accused youth, after the murder of Tai, the idea of disposing of the pieces of his dead body came in his mind after seeing the Shraddha murder case. Police said, the young man also says that he was troubled by his mother's talk. On the other hand, a spokesperson of the Hare Krishna movement said, Anuj was not involved in their activities for a year. North's Deputy Commissioner Paris Deshmukh said that a missing report of a woman was lodged at the city's Vidyadhar Nagar police station on December 11. He said, youth Anuj Sharma alias Achintya Govind Das, 33, had lodged a report that his mother Saroj Sharma, 65, had left the house at 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying that she would go to the temple, who has not yet returned home. Also told that the woman was suffering from cancer. Was murdered for stopping him from going out. According to Deshmukh, on interrogating Anuj Sharma deeply, he confessed to killing his aunt by hitting her on the head with a hammer. He said, the accused says that on December 11th in the afternoon, Tai stopped him from going out, on which he got angry and hit his head with a hammer. He told the police that he bought a stone cutter from a shop to cut the dead body into pieces, then cut the dead body into several pieces in the bathroom, filled them in suitcases and buckets and threw them in a car at several places in the forest on Delhi Road. Police arrested the accused on Friday. Hammer, cutter machine, bucket, suitcase and other items used in the incident have been recovered and investigation is on.